Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we've got a couple updates on the Tesla Cybertruck, including on the 9,000-ton Gigapress from IDRA. Also got some news on the Tesla Semi, the Supercharger Network, Giga Berlin, and as we go through earnings season here, a very interesting earnings report from General Motors. All right, looking at the stock, not as many questions today about whether or not Elon sold on the day, as Tesla had a much stronger day, up 5.3% to close at $222.41. The NASDAQ was also strong, up 2.3%. And this was actually another high volume day for Tesla, only about 5 million shares less than yesterday, which, as we talked about, was also a high volume day to start the week. As I am recording, Tesla is dropping a bit after hours, down about 2%. This seems to be a broader sort of tech sell-off on the heels of Google's earnings report, Microsoft as well, but Google, I think, really causing this. They reported a pretty big earnings miss. The stock is down 7% after hours right now. Earnings per share at $1.06 versus $1.25 expected. Revenue missed by about $1.5 billion. That revenue figure of $69 billion for the quarter, that was only up 6% year over year. That's actually the second worst figure for year over year growth for Google in almost 10 years. I also found it interesting that YouTube's revenue declined year over year. So the totality of Google's results here probably suggesting that advertisers cutting back their ad budgets a little bit, which certainly is a bad sign for Google, but maybe a better sign for inflation. And if we pair that today with something that I think helped the broader market out, which was the lower than expected consumer confidence report that we saw this morning. So possibly signs of businesses being a little bit more hesitant on spending from Google's report here, possibly signs from the consumer confidence report that consumers are a little bit more hesitant to spend. Both of those things would be disinflationary. That's what the Fed wants to see, and that can change interest rate increase expectations. And if that changes those, then the market's going to react positively to that, even if the underlying conditions aren't as good. So there's all this circular logic, and each day you can kind of point to a different part of the circle if you want to. But at any rate, very short term, if we're talking about Google and we're seeing Google sell off after hours, that's going to cause other tech to sell off as well, because things trade in buckets. Probably not how it should be. Shouldn't really have any effect on Tesla, but it seems pretty clear that that's what we're seeing after hours. So we might see a lot like that this week as we move through more earnings reports. We've got Meta tomorrow, Ford as well. Interesting. Apple, Amazon on Thursday, Exxon and Chevron on Friday, and of course many other companies in between. One other quick note while we are on the stock, Reuters today reporting that, quote, Elon Musk has notified co-investors who committed to help fund his $44 billion acquisition of Twitter Inc. that he plans to close his buyout of the social media firm by Friday, according to a person familiar with the matter, end quote. CNBC's David Faber also with a similar report today. All right, as far as Tesla news, mostly quick updates that we've got today. First, we're going to start off with an update from IDRA, which of course makes Tesla's Gigapress casting machines. Earlier today, they posted a photo of a pretty big IDRA box captioned packed and ready to go, hashtag Gigapress, hashtag 9000T. A few days ago, they also shared a photo of some of the members of the North American Die Casting Association inside the Platin for the 9000 ton press. That photo doesn't mean a whole lot because it's North American Die Casting Association members and we can't see really where that is. But again, that first photo, it said all packed and ready to go. So what's going on here? We had talked a few weeks ago about how there was rumors of this already arriving in Houston. Elon actually replied to a Teslarati article about that. I mentioned at the time that that didn't necessarily mean that Elon was confirming that, but it was in that tweet that he replied to, so hopefully that was the case, but seems like maybe not, or maybe they're shipping this in multiple shipments. Obviously, it needs to be disassembled anyway, but you would think that they would want to put that all in one shipment, but who knows? In terms of the timeline, we had walked through what IDRA had disclosed their general timeline to be for this process. So remember, that's about 2 weeks for IDRA to disassemble it. Then it takes some time to get that disassembly to the port, about 3.5 weeks from the port to ship it to Texas, and about 1 month to reassemble at the destination. So maybe IDRA already started in on this process with some of the other pieces, but given that 3.5 weeks to ship to Texas, this would be a very long period of time that would be longer than the 2 weeks to disassemble. So that doesn't seem super likely. Maybe that other report was just wrong. In any case, it definitely seems like at least part of this is still in Europe, and it's probably going to be about a couple of months before Tesla can get that and assemble it, and that puts us right around year end. Over on the Giga Texas side of things, we had previously talked about a Joe Tegmeyer flyover video that had caught what appeared to be some Cybertruck bodies under wraps outside the factory. There was a user on Twitter today that shared a few photos of those same apparent Cybertruck bodies inside the factory. Not that we can really see too much from these photos. They still kind of have that weird little indent that I mentioned last time, so I'm still kind of confused on that part. But even though we can't see a whole lot here, I think one of the most interesting parts about this is that the Twitter account that posted those photos has actually seemingly deleted or disabled their account. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a lot more here to see. I mean, employees shouldn't be leaking photos inside the factory anyway, so probably not a great result regardless of what is being shared if that is discovered, but nevertheless does add a little bit of additional intrigue to these photos. Next, we've got a bit of an update on the Tesla Semi. This is coming from Teslarati. They reached out to the EPA, and they have learned that the Tesla Semi has been granted a certificate of conformity back on September 29th that will allow Tesla to begin selling the Semi. So even though we've kind of heard about this imminent Tesla production ramp up for the Semi for a long time, we've never seen them get to the stage. Not that it hasn't been a lot more obvious that Tesla is really ready this time around, but definitely good to see regardless. Next, we've got some news on supercharging in Australia. Tesla has won a part of a $40 million Australian dollar fund to build out EV charging infrastructure. Tesla, as a part of this funding, is planning to build 32 new superchargers. Right now, they've got 48 in Australia. So pretty significant increase. And the other exciting part about this is that these are all going to be fully powered by renewable energy. Now, I don't know if that means on-site or if that means just purchasing renewable energy, but either way, exciting to see. There may be more funding available as well. This is the first round of what is expected to be three rounds of similar funding. All right, let's move into the GM earnings report, which came out this morning. GM stock actually up a little bit today as GM reported what seems to be some pretty good news. They had record third quarter revenue. They beat revenue expectations. They beat earnings per share expectations pretty heavily. And they did reaffirm their full year guidance, which I guess is a good thing. But if you beat so heavily, then maybe you're looking for an increase, but at least reaffirming their full year guidance. They also had a record Bolt EV and Bolt EUV sales this quarter. That was about 14.7 thousand. As we can see on the chart, that has recovered from the whole battery replacement and issues that they had there earlier this year. So I guess a bit of a positive there for GM's EV business. However, there are some things there that are not great news, which we'll talk about here in a second. Getting through the rest of the numbers though, one thing that's very interesting, and Farzad on Twitter pointed this out earlier today, GM's inventory is increasing, and it's increasing at a roughly similar rate as their revenue increased for the quarter. So since GM sells their vehicles to their dealers, it's a fair question to ask if those sales are actually going to materialize at the end of the day in the retail market, or if they're just kind of channel stuffing and that's what we're seeing this quarter. Now, the exact numbers are somewhat opaque, so you've got to make some assumptions to get there, but I think what Farzad says here is directionally correct. And if we just look at US dealer inventory, the chart that GM shares in their earnings deck, it's almost triple what it was last year in Q3. However, we should zoom out a little bit. Even with that inventory increase, this is still dramatically lower than what GM's inventory has been historically pre-pandemic. It's still only running at about half of those levels, so I wouldn't call their inventory position right now concerning necessarily. However, this means we now get to move into that very interesting period where automakers aren't quite as constrained, and that's not necessarily an excuse for them anymore to be missing on sales. Plus, we're now moving into this time period where credit isn't as available, debt is more expensive, consumer confidence maybe declining a little bit like we just talked about. So while the inventory is probably fine at this level, it's an interesting start to a trend that maybe moves us into a stage of business for all these legacy automakers where they can't just bump up their margins because of limited supply and pretend that when that situation eventually changes, it's all going to be great. Now we actually get to see if that does end up being the case. That period of time that it looks like we might be starting to enter into, that's where I've talked about in conjunction with Tesla demand concerns or Tesla pricing concerns, shouldn't be a concern so much for Tesla. That should really be a concern for other automakers, because as Tesla scales, they're going to be able to bring their costs down and still have good profitability, but you have the opposite impact for these other automakers that are bigger and declining. You get diseconomies of scale, or however you want to phrase that, but as they are shrinking, which they're going to be shrinking, they're going to be losing their operational leverage, and they already have very thin margins. So it can fall apart pretty quickly, and we might be nearing that stage. Now, the other most interesting part of GM's earnings report was an announcement that they are going to have to delay a little bit their ramp up of electric vehicle sales due to slower than expected start of battery cell operations at a new factory in Ohio. So they had previously expected to sell 400,000 EVs from early 2022 through the end of next year. They are basically today extending that deadline or that target out to mid-2024. So adding, 6 months or so on that. Despite that, Mary Barra did say that their target of 1 million electric vehicle sales in North America in 2025 is unchanged. Mary Barra said this is just a slight shift in the acceleration. So a delay here, very unsurprising, especially given what GM has dealt with this year with their EVs. My bet would be that this would cause them to eventually shift out their target for that 1 million number as well, but we'll see. Last item from their report, kind of always interesting to take a look at, is their Cruise division. So of course the things that they're working on there with self-driving. They did lose another $500 million from Cruise this quarter. I did have to kind of chuckle at one of the early slides in their earnings deck. It talks about $1 billion in revenue from Cruise, but it says that's Cruise 2025 revenue, and they note that that is gated by safety and subject to regulatory approvals. So only like the two biggest problems that need to be solved for autonomy, but hey, let's go ahead and put that number in the earnings deck. Anyway, those are the things that stuck out to me in the earnings report. I think the market receiving those top and bottom line beats positively, but I think a lot of the things that underneath the covers here are being reported are probably not that strong and really more indicative that we're heading into that period that starts to get really interesting. All right, that'll wrap it up for today then. So as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast. And we'll see you tomorrow for the Wednesday, October 26th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.